Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Grover and Gabrielle's Sunset Playdate.
Hi, it's me, Nina, and I'm with Grover and Gabrielle. It's the end of the day, and we're hanging out in Gabrielle's backyard watching the sunset. We're so glad you could be here with us.
Oh, it is so nice in this cute and adorable backyard.
See, it is. What's your favorite thing in the backyard?
Oh, the big yellow sunflowers are my favorite thing.
How about you, Grover?
Oh, I like all the cute little bugs. What is your favorite thing in the backyard, Nina?
My favorite thing is that there's always something new to discover.
Oh, Nina! Look!
Oh, a monarch butterfly! Look at the orange and black spots on its wings. It's flying towards the pink and red flowers.
Oh no, it disappeared behind a lettuce leaf. Where do butterflies go to rest?
They rest by hanging upside down on leafy green plants. The end of the day is already here. It's starting to get dark.
Did you see that blinking light? I don't think that was a butterfly. I think that was
a firefly!
I see it too.
Oh, there's another one!
Ooh, and another!
They're so pretty and sparkly.
They look like flying stars.
Oh, one just landed on my hand.
Look at that. Here, I have a little glass jar we can put the firefly in to look at it. The jar has holes in the lid to let the air in for the firefly to breathe.
Well, that is a great idea.
Just remember, we have to be very gentle with fireflies because they're part of nature and we want to be kind to nature.
Right. It's important to be kind to nature. I learned all about fireflies in school.
That's great, Gabrielle.
Okay, Nina. I am putting the firefly gently in the jar.
Nicely done, Grover. Then, before bed, we can open the jar and let our firefly out to fly again.
I just landed on my hand, too.
Let's put it gently in the jar. Suavecito, that's good. Now, Grover's firefly has a friend.
I wonder if there are other creatures in the backyard at night.
Well, if you listen closely, you can hear crickets chirping and owls hooting. You might even see a bushy squirrel run through the backyard.
Fascinating! I want to stay here all night looking at fireflies!
I know, Grover, but it's almost time to start our bedtime routines. Luckily, we can visit the backyard whenever we want by using our imaginations.
Really? How wonderful!
I love imagining.
Me too. Here, sit next to me in a circle on the grass. Before we start imagining, let's do some belly breathing while we say thank you to the different parts of our bodies, from our heads all the way down to our toes, and relax each body part as we go.
Okay, Nina.
Now, let's start by breathing slowly in through our noses, then breathe slowly out through our mouths. Now let's say thank you to our heads. Softly nod your head and say, thank you, head.
Thank you, head.
Now let's say thank you to our noses. wiggle your nose like a little bunny rabbit and say, "Thank you, nose."
Thank you, nose.
Now let's say thank you to our shoulders. Gently roll your shoulders in a circle. Thank you, shoulders.
Thank you, shoulders.
Now let's say thank you to our arms. Give your arms a little shake and say, thank you, arms.
Thank you, arms.
Now let's say thank you to our hands and fingers. Wiggle your fingers and say, thank you, fingers.
Thank you, fingers.
Now let's say thank you to our tummy. Thank you, tummy.
Thank you, tummy.
Muy bien. Good work. Now let's say thank you to our legs. Wiggle each leg and say, thank you, legs.
Thank you, legs.
Now let's say thank you to our feet. Wiggle your toes. Let them be still. Thank you, feet.
Thank you, feet.
Great job. Are you feeling relaxed?
Yeah.
Very relaxed.
Perfecto. It's getting a little late to stay outside now. Before we go in, we need to open the glass jar and let our firefly friends back out.
Okay, Nina.
I'll twist the lid off on the count of three. Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
There they go.
Wow. Good night, fireflies.
Good night, fireflies.
Good night, fireflies.
Let's imagine we're with Grover and Gabrielle in the backyard in the late afternoon.
Hello there.
Hello.
Gabrielle holds a little green watering can in one hand. She walks over to the small garden where plants are growing. Hand-drawn signs stick up in the soil with plant names written on them. The first sign Gabrielle comes to says lettuce. Gabrielle tilts the little green watering can and waters the lettuce. The second sign that Gabrielle comes to says cucumbers. Gabrielle waters the cucumbers too. Then she walks to the next sign, which says tomatoes. Gabrielle tilts the little green watering can again and waters the round red tomatoes. The last sign Gabrielle comes to says carrots. Gabrielle tilts the little green watering can one last time, watering the orange carrots. The plants need water to grow. A black and orange butterfly flies past Gabrielle towards the colorful flowers in the garden as Grover joins her. Grover loves watching all the little creatures, bugs, and insects that live in the garden. He knows that the bugs help keep the garden healthy and happy. Grover sees a green caterpillar crawl along a leaf. He even sees a pink earthworm wiggling into the wet soil. Grover hears the bees buzzing and sees one bee land on a big yellow sunflower. After the garden is watered and Grover has counted so many sweet little bugs, Grover and Gabrielle take out two hula hoops. They hula hoop together, moving their bodies in circles. The hula hoops spin and spin, making a whirring sound, and then clack. Gabrielle and Grover giggle as the hula hoops bump into each other. They pick the hula hoops up off the ground and practice some fun tricks. First, Gabrielle spins her hula hoop on one arm. Grover watches her and then does the same, spinning his hula hoop on his arm. Then, Grover rolls his hula hoop over the grass to Gabrielle, who catches it.
Yes!
The air is calm and cool, and the sun starts to sink in the sky. Gabrielle and Grover take a break from hula hooping to do some painting. Gabrielle takes out some paper and paints. Grover fills up a small cup of water from the garden hose. Then they sit at the picnic table in the middle of the yard to paint. Grover paints his favorite tree. Then he adds a rainbow over the tree.
Fantastic!
Gabrielle paints a blue sky full of butterflies. They paint in beautiful colors, green and blue and pink and purple, across their papers. The backyard looks golden in the late afternoon light. After they've hung their paintings to dry, Gabrielle and Grover lie in the grass and look at the clouds. The longer they look up at the sky, the more the clouds start to look like different shapes. Gabrielle sees a sheep and even a puppy with a cute tail.
Wow.
Grover sees friendly monsters.
Ooh.
Fluffy little clouds float by one by one. The sun sinks lower, and they start to see the moon and the stars in the sky. As the sun sets, the sky grows darker and the moon glows brighter. Now there are so many stars. Fireflies twinkle over the backyard and crickets chirp in the grass. Grover even hears an owl hooting on a tree branch. The stars in the sky look brighter now, and the moon is a big circle in the sky. Gabrielle and Grover admire the fireflies as they twinkle over the backyard. As everyone on Sesame Street is falling asleep, a whole new world is waking up.